Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What is the most illegal thing you've ever done? We've got some good Jimbos on hold. Oh, wow. Okay. That one's not even a Jimbo, but it is spectacular. First, this text. Years ago, I had friends who worked a tow truck. Cops had pulled over a trucker driving a Chili's truck because he was going down the wrong way of a one-way street. He was drunk and high, so he was arrested and the truck was impounded. Friends who worked tow truck got the call to tow the Chili's truck and then called me and my boyfriend at the time, and we raided the refrigerated truck, and it was filled with boxes of frozen chicken tenders and chicken breasts. We ate like kings for months.
Oh, yes. My God.
We were in our early 20s and had just moved out. Most of us had just moved out of our parents' houses.
Yeah, victimless crime.
Ripped off a chicken truck or a Chili's truck.
The local Chili's owner paid for that stuff. That's a victim.
No, insurance somehow figured it out.
Probably.
Oh, boy. All right, let's see. Jimbo number two in Tennessee. Hi, Jimbo number two. What did you do?
So friends of mine, we went to a restaurant where my girlfriend was playing softball for in the summer. They were unfortunately closed. However, I noticed while we were being young, we were probably 19, 20 at the time, my buddy of mine was sitting on top of this coin-operated motorcycle. He was, you know, just being stupid, being silly. I looked around, I noticed, hey, there's no cameras here. So we went to a local Charlie's restaurant. We called ourselves the restaurant's name, Seven, kind of like Ocean's 11, and then hatched a plan.
The O'Charlie's Seven?
Okay. I love this.
We were at O'Charlie's, but the name of the restaurant I'll redact just for, gotcha. I don't know, just for giggles, but we called ourselves the Blank Seven.
Okay.
And we had lookouts, we had all that other stuff, but we brought the coin-operated motorcycle home, partied with it, drank beers, and then we ordered pizza using the quarters out of it. It was about $30 worth of quarters. And
the delivery driver loved that.
I mean, how much did that thing weigh? It's got to be like 300-400 pounds, right?
Yeah, there was three of us. So I backed my truck up down a side street, the side of the building, and then we got around, and we had lookouts in front of the business. We had lookouts down the street. We had a tarp that we bought from Walmart that I've later returned. Because, you know, with Walmart, you can return.
Right, yeah. Walmart, I mean, you only needed the tarp for one night.
Got to get that $6 back.
Yeah. I'm not exactly losing money on my stolen coin-operated motorcycle. That's unbelievable.
But it's still out there somewhere. I think it's at that old friend's house, like their dad's house or something like that.
Oh, so that poor dad's like, I don't know what to do with this. If I sell it, I'm going to prison.
I don't know where this thing came from.
Thank you, Jimbo.
Okay,
I know it wasn't the O'Charlie 7, but that's a great name.
That's what I was just going to say. I know he redacted the real one, but I'm sticking with O'Charlie 7.
Let's see. Brandon in North Dakota. Hi, Brandon. What happened? What is the most illegal thing you've done?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
So when I was about, give or take, 20, 21, I went to a police auction. I bought one of those old police interceptor Crown Victorias.
Okay. Yes.
And, you know, it had the old plastic seat in the back. And I had it for a couple of years, and I ended up selling it to a guy for, you know, a couple grand. And maybe another 2 years later, I get a call from an impound lot in the Atlanta area. And they call me up. They go, hey, we got your Crown Victoria here. It's $300 to get it out of Hawk. And I'm going, I sold that car. I said, well, it's in your name.
So he never registered it, or he never got the new title.
Thank you. Yeah. So he never registered it. And so I call a buddy up, and I say, hey, can you drive me down to this, I think it was in Buford area. Anyway, so we go down there, and the guy goes, yeah, it's out on the lot. I pay for $300 and take a jump box, and I'm walking around the lot. I'm looking. I can't find the thing. I go back in. I say, hey, where's my Crown Vic at? I don't see it. He goes, it's in the third row. I go back out. Well, here, the reason I didn't recognize it, somebody had painted the bumpers and the roof orange and turned it into a taxi. I'll say the name of the taxi service.
Okay.
Because he's not in business yet, 20 years later, but right. ADX Taxi Service. So I'm thinking, well, what am I going to do with this thing? So I, you know, fire it up. I get in. She's running. So I take her home. And subsequently, the next couple of days, I start going to the bar as I do at 21, you know, a little too much. And I'm sitting out getting ready to leave one day, and somebody walks up and goes, oh, are you operating? Are you running? And I'm thinking, where are you headed? Well, headed down the road. Sure. Well, hop in. So I hit the meter. And that started a subsequent about 6 month run of me drinking at the bar and taking people home at the end of the night and running up the meter.
So you were the drunk designated driver.
God.
Yes, I will. I'm ashamed to say.
In a car that you repossessed.
I genuinely in my young adult brain, I really thought I was running some kind of legitimate business here, gentlemen. So I go. I got my friends calling me. I'm giving out business cards, and this goes on about 6 months. The next county over, I'm headed out to a call. One of my buddies to pick him up. So I'm in the middle
heading
of nowhere, West Georgia.
You know, like you're a taxi company.
Okay, all right, yeah.
100%. So I'm going to go out to pick up my buddy who's drunk, and I happen to be drunk. Of course, I got Opetane in the car. So I'm driving out there, and I'm in the middle of nowhere, Carrollton, Georgia. And I come up over the hill, and I swear to you, there was at least a baker's dozen of police cars.
Uh-oh.
Lights on, parked in the road. I'm thinking roadblock, something like that. So I casually, there's no turning around at this point. They see me.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
So I pull up to the scene. I roll down my window casually. And evening, officer. And they look in. They go, are you picking somebody up? Well, I've got a cardboard tag on this thing that says tag applied for.
Okay.
I've got an open tall boy in my lap.
Okay.
The high life, you know, it's the champagne of beers.
Yes. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
of course. So I'm sitting there, and I said, no, I'm just passing through. It turns out, I kid you not, some kids were out there in the woods breaking into some houses in the middle of nowhere, West Georgia, and I just happened to drive down that road, wrong place at the wrong time with my cardboard tag.
Was that?
And man, they charged me.
Go ahead.
They charged me with about one felony and about six misdemeanors.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you got away with that. So, yes, that ended your taxi business, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what my taxi business did at an end. Yeah, it was operating a business without an operator's license, and then no insurance, no operator's insurance. Subsequently, I lost my license.
Yeah, I bet.
For about 15 years.
Oh, my God. Damn. 15 years.
Well, you've already shown you're willing to drive regardless of what the nation's road laws are.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Brandon, thank you, man. We're short on time. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, the one we didn't get to was a listener named Bolt. And the answer to the question, what's the most illegal thing you've ever done, was I burned my ex's car. But as always, most of these come with a justification where somebody thinks, well, that's kind of,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
She had burned his house down.
Oh, he still owes her then.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2 hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.